I recently had the chance to sit down and chat with pianist Jan Leszewski about his early career. He started at a very early age, just 5 years old, performing at the piano. He was performing concertos with orchestra just a couple of years after, what many would call a child prodigy. Now, obviously, he has a gift of natural talent, but I was curious to find out how this success at an early age impacted his development.
I think because of how it happened, it was very natural, and I did not, not only did I not have any ambitions or dreams, and it didn't even cross my imagination that I would become a musician, but at the same time, I was not immersed in a musical world from a young age. My parents are not musicians, and they also didn't have any ambitions for me to become a classical pianist. So it all happened in a way that it's hard to untangle and hard to decipher and frankly impossible to figure out. So because I started playing and performing concerts around the world around 13, 14, and it grew to the point where it is right now over the course of the years, I have grown together with this life, and I've learned the intricacies, the details, everything that there is, I hope, and I'm sure I'm going to learn much more about music and about the world in particular of music. So as far as other development, as far as school goes and so on, it always took precedence. So my parents, the only, shall we say, demands they had for me to do, to perform, to travel, were that I continue to have very good grades in school and that I don't quit entirely at both high school and university. So I actually stayed at a normal high school. I wasn't homeschooled. And I survived. So I'm here.
Now, Jan graduated at the age of 16 from high school. Obviously, he was also extremely academically talented. And I asked him if this helped accelerate his music career.
I think that was just good fortune because I skipped junior high and that was not related at all to my music making, and my parents thought it was an absolutely crazy idea. I didn't really think much about it, frankly, because it didn't make a difference so much. So I could then, when I was in high school at quite a young age, I could take it easy, shall we say, in the sense that I could do three courses instead of four, and I could do extras as well and try to keep up as well with performing. So it all balanced out. It was, of course, a lot of hard work, but what isn't hard work? And the hard work led eventually to incredible places. So I'm very glad it all played out as it did.
Now, he performs all over the world today, but was born in Calgary. So did being from Western Canada present any challenges in initially getting performance opportunities? And how did his career exactly take off so quickly?
It's an excellent question. I wish I could have an answer because people ask me. I mean, there's so many talented performers out there and they'd like to know, how is it? And frankly, unfortunately, I don't have the answer because I never left Calgary. I still live there. I didn't go to a famous music school. Even I didn't go to a famous music school in Canada. And I didn't really do any competitions. So I think that the thing that one must remember is that ultimately, if you're passionate about something, if you dedicate your life to it, and also keep an open mind, don't get closed within your own borders, try to also grow as a person, there's nothing bad that can come out of that. And that's probably the most inspirational thing I can say to the young people who are aspiring to do whatever their passion is, simply to continue and to continue to work hard and to continue and most importantly to love it, but never to fail to think about other things in life as well.
Ironically, Jan is now pursuing a Bachelor of Music degree at the Glenn Gould School of Music in Toronto, well after signing a recording contract and already becoming an internationally known concert pianist. So the question is it odd studying at college after already launching such a successful career?
Perhaps in some ways it is odd. I mean, when I had to do some of the courses, I think I could have probably taught them because of my experience. And those are not the theory courses or the music making courses, but the management, the performance awareness, for example, and so forth. You, of course, learn a lot from experience, but there's a lot of things that I also still didn't know. And I know I will continue to learn. So in that way, it's just guided learning, shall we say, something that I had to do. I think I grew a lot from the experience as well.
His newest album will be released tomorrow on the Deutsche Grammophon label. Chopin works for piano and orchestra, and three of his first five albums have featured the music of Chopin. Now, Leszczynski was born to Polish parents, so I had to ask, is this the reason why he chose to focus so closely on Chopin's works?
No, I think the reason I've chosen to focus so closely on Chopin's music is more because I love it. And I don't think that's relevant so much to my culture and heritage being Polish, and more so to the way he writes for my instrument, which is the piano, of course. And that, I think, speaks to all of us in the world. And you will see, and we see in the world now, that we have incredible performances and interpretations of Chopin from all corners of the earth. And I think that just speaks to his music making and his genius.
So again, this latest album features the works for piano and orchestra, probably the most popular of which is the Fantasy on Polish Airs. I asked Jan to tell us a little bit about the works that he chose to perform on this latest release.
It's interesting to note that some of these works are recorded on the Deutsche Grammophon catalog for the first time. And with such a storied and long history, one would expect that everything that is by Chopin and or by one of these great composers has been at some point recorded. And it's interesting to discover that it hasn't been. So these works are beautifully written. They use, of course, the typical Chopin writing for the piano. They have incredible long lines and singing melodies. And they also have an interesting collaboration with the orchestra on the variations, in the variations, for example, on La Ci Do Re. We share the themes, we share these concepts. And I think what it's always important to note in Chopin's writing for piano and orchestra is that the piano, of course, has the primary role. But the orchestra then gives the additional colors that my instrument is not capable of bringing out. And so it basically, from going from thousands of colors that Chopin usually has on the piano, it goes to millions, or from millions to billions. And I think that's something that the audiences are going to be interested in as well, is these works and how they use in a different way the orchestra from the standard classical format.
These are the variations on La Ci Do Re, La Mano from Mozart's Don Giovanni, Chopin's Opus 2, Jan Leszczynski, performing at the piano with the North German Radio Symphony Orchestra led by Krzysztof Urbanski on 88.9 WCVE. Pianist Jan Leszczynski performing the variations on La Ci Do Re, La Mano from Mozart's Don Giovanni, Opus 2 of Frederick Chopin. That was with the North German Radio Symphony Orchestra. Krzysztof Urbanski conducting here on 88.9 WCVE. And that is from a new release by the very young pianist, Jan Leszczynski. Chopin Works for Orchestra. It's going to be released on the Deutsche Grammophon label tomorrow. And I recently talked with Jan. I've already shared some of that interview with you. And I asked him, as a very young pianist, how he sees helping classical music reach younger generations.
I've seen from my concerts, I'm always so thrilled to see young audiences. And generally, I see quite a large proportion of young adults and young people in my audience, and that's really fantastic. I'm so glad that they come. And I think ultimately what it comes down to is the quality of the work. The young audiences will come if the concerts aren't as well 3 hours long and on Monday evenings at 9 p.m., which of course impedes even my ability then to think the next morning. So I think there are many initiatives in the world, many orchestras and many concert presenters have gone to lengths to bring music to younger audiences. And I think we see the fruits where this has taken place. So I think it's important always to reach out and to bring them in to a serious classical music world. I think programs that dumb classical music down in the sense that make it very accessible, very easy, only eine kleine Nachtmusik and very light pieces, shall we say, don't really bring the best that our genre has to offer. I think there has to be something that is approachable, of course, but at the same time, as long as there's works that are performed at an incredibly high level, at a world level, the young audience will, I think, will appreciate that as well.